Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, Linda Frakes here again at the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event. It looks like there's been a lot of coaching and a lot of speed. No, just a lot of speed coaching going on. We have a couple of new guests sitting with us, and I hope I will be able to get through both of their names without messing it up, but I'm sure that they'll repair it if I do. Meg Reggie, thank goodness for such a nice, easy name. Thank you. Is with Meg Reggie Public Relations. Mm-hmm. So what a great, straightforward, I know exactly what you do. Not exactly all of it, but at least I know the category that you're in. And Jennifer?
Colum Blumling.
Thank you. We're going to all practice that later.
It's a mouthful.
I noticed you're hyphenated, but you're not hyphenated on your business card.
Recently married.
Oh,
yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How recent?
May.
That's pretty
newlywed.
Yeah. Exciting. So what are you doing here tonight?
Well, I'm learning a ton. Actually, as an attendee, I got to have 3 professional mentor sessions.
Nice.
And Meg was one of those.
Uh-oh.
In PR. Yeah.
Get the review person to person.
That's right. Look out. I'm getting out of the way.
So Meg was one of them. And then Mary Parker was another. And Susan Nethrow was the third.
And nice.
And so these 3 amazing women, each with very specific skill sets that were fantastic. And they gave exactly one-on-one feedback.
Wow.
That as a business owner and startup owner, it's been invaluable.
That's something you can't buy. So tell us about your business.
Absolutely. So Sparred by Design, and it's an online community for women to rent their formal and semi-formal dresses to each other. So, So if you think about all those dresses just sitting in your closet that mm-hmm. are doing nothing because you've already been pictured in them and you can't wear them again,
right?
You can rent them out to other women, and they get to have a great dress at a fraction of the cost, and then they send it back to you, and you get to make a recurring revenue off of it.
So, is this an online venture or a storefront venture?
It is all online.
Okay.
And so the way it is right now is that women can come to our site and they can submit their dress listing and we approve it and put it up.
Okay.
Starting in January, we're going to have individual closets for each person who comes to the site.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so they can decorate the storefront how they want. They can reach out to their community and share it via social media.
Nice.
So we're excited for that next phase.
So who's your target customer and client?
Our target customer and client are kind, you know, they're sort of the same thing.
Right.
So teenagers in the 16 to 18 year old, the prom, homecoming, mm-hmm. That age group tends to really respond well to our platform. Mm-hmm. And then the next group would be college age women and sorority formals, rushes, pageantry girls. You know, they already kind of do this on back channels.
Right.
They'll go onto Facebook and say, I have a dress, who wants to rent it from me? And there's no formal platform for this.
Interesting.
So we're kind of answering that need in the market.
So is that where the idea came from? Are you a former pageant girl?
No, I'm not a pageant girl. I've never been on stage like that. No, it started, my co-founder, we had a ball to go to for work, mm-hmm. and it was her first job out of college, and she didn't have the income to buy a ball gown.
Right.
She's also really tall. She's a volleyball player.
Oh.
And so she just was like, I wish there was a dress I could borrow from somebody and just be done with it.
Interesting.
And that was a year and a half ago. And through market research and business plan building and valuation and everything else, here we are 18 months later, and we're ready to rock and roll.
That is fantastic. Those are usually most of the best businesses come out of a need that you see in the marketplace.
And you know what else? It's a public relations dream, this business.
Well, speaking about that.
Yeah, it really is.
What a nice little segue you created for yourself. So tell us about your business.
So I've been doing public relations for over 30 years and have done everything from corporate to political to agency, and then started my own 10 years ago. And it's so fun because it's something different every day.
I bet.
And I did work with a business that started in New York similar to what you're doing, but had great success because there's such a need. People really don't have the money to spend on these very formal events, and you wear it once and it sits in your closet.
Right.
So this is brilliant, and I love it too that it's targeted a little younger because it makes it more affordable. Mm-hmm. But it's such a fun, it's a story to tell, and it's a service, and it's visual. So this is so great for TV, and then of course internet, all the social media, because you can show what you've got, and it's going to sell itself.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you guys had a good conversation, huh?
We did.
We did.
So are you now an investor in her business?
Well, we talked about that because that is one thing you can do if you're starting up and you don't have a lot of revenue, but you need that PR component.
Right.
If you find a publicist that's interested in, and like, I can do well for you and help you make money,
right,
they'll do it for a part of the business, and then it's a win-win for both of you.
So have you done that? Is that a model you've tested?
I have done that, and I've loved it. I'm very picky. You know, because you do want to do something that you feel like you're both going to get a return on.
Right.
But absolutely, I think it's a really good model. And then there's another one where you don't pay unless you get the placement. So if you wanted to be, let's say, in the New York Times, you don't pay a dime unless your story's in the New York Times. And then you'll pay quite handsomely, but that's okay.
So it has to be a story, not just a mention on their blog or something.
Well, and see, there are levels of payment considering if you're part of a story or a feature.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So there are creative ways to do it.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, you seem like a very creative person.
I like it. It's a fun thing to do. In this kind of business, it's limitless. You could just think all night about fun things to do with it.
Very cool. Well, a lot of businesses lack that creativity aspect, so I'm sure you're a really needed infusion to a lot of people. You get so hyper-focused on whatever your product is or your offering that you forget about getting other people excited about it.
It's true, and I think really the basic thing that I love about public relations is the difference with advertising and marketing is that you actually can tell the story. It's a platform where you can and engage people with this story that's really more than a product. What's behind that? Let's talk about Sarah Blakely and Spanx.
Right.
I mean, she was a copier salesman and then decided to cut the feet off some hose in her garage and started going to, you know, the whole thing, to the loom people up in North Carolina, and they're like, no, that's the dumbest idea ever. And one guy who had three daughters went home that night and said, girls, what do you think of this? They said, brilliant, do it. Spanx was born. That's a great story.
Are you her? Later.
Are you her PR agent?
She's got in-house, but I have been able to work with her on her foundation events.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's really fun.
So of the different types of industries that you've worked with, which industry is kind of the tugs at your heart?
Of course, I love giving back, so I love to do a ton of charitable events. But I'd have to say, among my favorite clients, and she's standing right here, is the founder of Intimacy, the Bra Whisperer, Susan Netherow. We had so much fun with her product, and she does give back so much with it. It's just feel good.
Nice.
Yeah, and such great service, because truly, a well-fitting bra can change your life, as you know, if you've been there.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's such a really neat niche business, because it's not just a product, it's a service at the same time.
Absolutely, and that's why PR Genius, I can't claim it, but they sold that to Oprah Winfrey's producers, and that blew her business into the next stratosphere.
Yeah, yep. That's all it takes.
It did.
One good connection. Mm-hmm. So you said you've been involved in political campaigns?
I was press secretary. This is a funny one, timely as it is, to the governor of Louisiana, Edwin Edwards, in the 80s. And sure enough, he won last night to be in a runoff for Congress at age 87.
Wow.
Crazy.
He made the news for sure nationally because of his age, if nothing else.
He did. So that was a little more than I could handle. I like doing business to consumer better. I mean,
right. That makes sense. You have to tell too many bad stories probably.
Yeah,
right?
It was what he meant to say was. Yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Ooh. So what are you ladies doing for the rest of the evening here? Are you doing some more coaching tonight, Meg?
No more coaching tonight. I'm probably going to go home and actually write a couple proposals. And I have a feeling I know what you're doing.
I'm going home and emailing everyone that I've talked to today.
Good for you.
Absolutely. That's
was
the
that
follow-up.
Part of the coaching?
No, I've been doing networking now for many years as part of my career before.
Right.
And it's always best to just go ahead and connect with someone that night.
So yes.
Because you have that relevant conversation you can go back to.
Absolutely.
Very smart.
Yeah. And you never know who you're going to make a connection with and how it connects until you have the conversation. So
absolutely.
Some unlikely people become your best advocates when you think.
She lured me in. She really did. I'm very interested. So
this is
so good. This was such a great event. I have to be honest, I was kind of dreading it because I didn't know what to expect. I had the best time.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, good. There's so many smart women out there with great ideas, and I just want to help.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you might need an agent, so I'm available.
Okay. I've got my PR. I've got an agent here.
You're set.
Totally.
Well, thank you, ladies, for being here, and thanks for participating with us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.